This is WSKG News. Assembly members vowed to expand funding for treatment for opioid addiction in New York. Michelle Fast reports the Assembly Minority Task Force on Heroin Addiction presented their report Monday in the Assembly Chamber.
Three Republican Assembly members are credited with writing the report that proposes solutions based on a series of local hearings about the heroin addiction problem in New York State. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports New York has 60 painkiller prescriptions per 100 people. That's lower than in most states. Nationwide, 44 people die from these prescriptions each day. Southern Tier Assemblyman Joe Giglio says more prescribers need training on addiction.
That most of the young folks that testified started out with a prescription drug, you know, for a root canal or a sports injury, and that led them to the end of their prescriptions and then to finding, the stuff on the street like heroin and other opiates.
Lawmakers in New York plan to address the opioid addiction problem by increasing funding for treatment.
We also want to regionalize the problem to find beds because there's not enough rehab beds out there for people that need it, especially in our districts that tend to be more rural.
The Assembly Minority Task Force on Heroin Addiction report recommends a requirement that hospitals hold patients for 72 hours after an overdose reversal. The intention is to use that time to connect a person to a recovery program. In Rochester, I'm Michelle Faust for WSKG News.